Jim Sedinger lives in Reno, where he's a wildlife ecologist at the University of Nevada, Reno. But he's very familiar with the marshy tundra near Chivac, too.
I've spent, I think I calculated, it's between 4 and 5 years of my life, actually, on the Bering Sea coast in western Alaska.
Sedinger first set up a summer research camp outside of Chivac in 1984. He and his students have returned every year since to study the black brants at one of their favorite nesting colonies in Alaska. The small, dark geese have a distinctive white ring around their necks. And like all geese, they usually mate for life. Sedinger says the divorce rate for brants is less than 5%.
You know, that requires some effort for the pairs to stay together. So that implies, if we're thinking in an evolutionary sense, that there's some benefit to remaining together.
The researchers wanted to figure out what that benefit was. So they followed more than 2,000 pairs of black brants and found 100 males that had been shot. Hunters are required to report shooting a brant with a research band. Sedinger says that was the perfect setup for conducting the study.
And so it gave us kind of almost an experiment in the removal of the mate. And we thought, wow, and this is actually Chris Nicolai, the lead author on this paper, who was one of my former students, that was his idea. We could then use these pairs for which we knew that the male had been shot to look at whether there's a cost to the female of losing her mate over the winter.
It turns out there was a big cost to the female brants who lost a mate. They were much more likely to die that year.
So the mortality rate was almost 3 times as high in females that lost a mate compared to those that did not.
And was it surprising to you how big that difference was?
Yes, it was very surprising.
The researchers thought the main cost to the females would be in lost breeding potential, even if they found a new mate. That's because males help females put on weight for breeding. But the females who were able to acquire a new mate did just fine breeding. Instead, it was their own survival that suffered. Sedinger says that's important for wildlife managers to know as they set harvest limits.
One of the implications is that you're increasing the mortality rate in the population beyond just the birds that are harvested, because you're also then increasing the probability that if you harvest the mate of a female, that she could also die.
Sedinger says the sport hunting harvest rate for black brants is so low right now, management practices probably don't need to change. Overall, though, Sedinger is concerned for the species in western Alaska. When he started researching the birds 3 decades ago, their population numbers were in a steep decline. Sedinger says there are still about 20,000 nests in the Yukon Delta, but the population decline has continued.
This is the first time in known history that we're getting to the low levels that we're seeing currently.
Sedinger and his team are focusing new research on the brants' wintering grounds in Mexico. They've found large differences in survival rates for brants that spend the winter at different spots in Mexico, suggesting those areas play a big role in their success in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.